This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time for Ben's Vision.
Our mission starting this spring is to win and to win now.
Projecting how the Bears roster will take shape under new head coach Ben Johnson.
Ben's vision is going to be principle.
These are the type of players that I need. That's the vision.
If it doesn't fit Ben's vision, are you willing to move on from certain guys?
Really enjoy hearing Ben's vision.
Current roster, free agents, and the draft.
Our entire organization's fired up about Ben Johnson and his vision for winning football.
Ben's vision.
This offense will be calibrated with Caleb in mind. This is not simply a dropping of a previous playbook down on the table and starting there. Nope, we're ripping this thing down to the studs and we're going to build it up with him first and foremost and then with the pieces around him next.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
That's right. Ben's vision is the segment and is the conceit. Mark Grody, the head coach, needs to be the philosopher king of the football organization. Something I don't believe the Bears have had since Mike Ditka, frankly.
In terms of a coach with that much power?
Yep.
Well, Dave Wannstedt did have some GM power in his time as well, which eventually he did not have. But yeah, like this probably is that. I mean, we all assume that that's going to be the case, or at least have heavy say in what is going on.
And that is the conceit of the segment. So we thought in terms of talent evaluation and procurement, let's talk to our friend Mike Valenti at 97.1 The Ticket about how the Lions have done it. Did Brad Holmes, the GM, allow Dan Campbell to drive the bus on certain players? And did Campbell, in turn, then allow Ben Johnson, when it came to the offense, to provide his own vision?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And look, for a long time, the Lions were compartmentalized, and it wasn't a singular vision. And what you've got here is everybody rowing the boat, same direction, and it comes from the top. Brad Holmes does not believe in need. And if you look at how the Lions have drafted, I mean, hey, they need D-line help. Yeah, great. They took Jahmyr Gibbs. Hey, they need, you know, a pass rusher. Well, good for you. We just took an off-ball linebacker. It begins and ends with the evaluation. Now, look, a couple of the picks fell into their lap, right? When Jalen Waddle gets taken by Miami and you end up with Penei Sewell, it's a no-brainer. My dog could have made that draft pick. But what Ben Johnson is going to bring is this. The reason I led with that is, okay, the way Ben operates, everyone's playing a role. But it begins and ends with the run game. And that should be music to the ears, not only of Bears fans, but Caleb Williams. Because far too often watching last year, you just threw the kid to the wolves. And he didn't play with structure at USC. And then you allowed him to not play with structure last year. And I thought he did a very commendable job surviving it. Right? He didn't go out there and throw 27 interceptions. You know what I mean? So what Ben is going to bring is, A, he's a perfectionist. He demands accountability. He may not look like a fiery guy. He's a red ass. And I mean that in the best possible way. He will absolutely get along with Chicago and that attitude and the way it works. Structure is going to be important. Now, I am fascinated. This is the one thing I won't be able to answer for you guys today. I am fascinated because, look, he got Jared Goff to play his way. But how much of that was that Jared Goff is good, but he's limited. He's typecast. He is a certain type of guy. I am going to be fascinated to see what Ben Johnson's vision for Caleb will be. We know it'll come off the run game. We know it's going to be a ton of pre-snap candy, tons of play action. But Caleb unlocks things that, frankly, Ben Johnson couldn't do here. You know, we always have a joke. We call it mobile Goff season. Anytime he would rush for, you know, 4 or 5 yards, you're like, look at the wheels on this cat. But with Caleb, that's a different deal. So you're going to get absolute command position from the head coach. He is not a mild-mannered guy. Lose whatever you think about that. He will cuss guys out. He is going to demand accountability. He is going to spread the football around. He is going to make the quarterback's job easier, but it will begin and end with the run game. So when you talk your roster construction, it is going to be completely, obviously, I don't need to tell you, Speaks, completely remade up front, because that offensive line stinks.
Yes. And as this is great stuff and a great starting point for conversation in terms of the background of it. You know, I will say, to answer your unanswerable, and we'll be following it, Caleb's favorite quarterback of all time is Aaron Rodgers. So just like Aaron Rodgers had his skill set kind of harnessed and helped by Mike McCarthy, and then, of course, Matt LaFleur after that, Green Bay's always run the ball. They've always run the ball, and I think Caleb will have an appreciation of that. With that in mind, before I get to some specifics on the O-line, should I expect the Bears to trade away DeAndre Swift like the Lions did?
You know, DeAndre is such a polarizing player when he was here. I mean, I loved him when he was available. And then you had some of these moments where you're like, wait a minute, you look like you're non-functioning. How are you out here? I think here's the best way to do this. To me, deep running back class. I don't need to go down the list, but it is a deep class of running backs. I think for a year, DeAndre will have some familiarity with what's going on, add a young back to it, mix and match, and get it rolling. And plus, Speaks, here's the thing. If you trade DeAndre away, what do you get? You're going to get a sandwich. You know, you've already got a ton of cap space. You're good to go there. I probably keep him around because the way Ben wants to do it is going to be multiple backs. Mm-hmm. And DeAndre, even if it's specific to the passing game, can play a huge role in that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Sandwiches are good, by the way. Don't besmirch sandwiches on my watch. Caleb Johnson out of Iowa, you as a Big Ten guy. I mean, that one of the kind of running backs that makes sense? I'm thinking DeAndre could be a veteran version of Gibbs in terms of Sonic. They need a Knuckles.
Yeah, you do. I'll tell you one thing. Both Ohio State backs, Quinshon Judkins, Travion Henderson, there's a load of backs this year. But those two really jump off the screen to me. You know, Johnson's tough with Iowa. Watching Iowa, you're one eye open anyways. You're fighting a coma watching him play. I don't know how much of him is going to be usage and how much that translates into the explosive factor in the NFL. I worry about a guy like that. But you're not going to be short on backs. But I'm telling you, Quinshon Judkins would be the guy I'd use.
All right.
They didn't not a ton of usage in college, right? He got the split carries here. He played the 1 year at Ole Miss. So you're not drafting a guy with 1,000 career carries. He's got a little bit of speed. He's got juice. Jumps off the screen. Power. He's a complete package to me.
All right. Mike Valenti from 97.1, The Ticket, helping us out here. Look, I'm wondering if Cole Kmet is a great fit or if they need another tight end because of how much 12 personnel Ben likes to run. Yep. The Lions very high on running two tight ends. The Bears were very low last year. Will Ben want his Will Ben want his Sam Laporta? Is Kmet more like his Brock Wright in this design?
Listen, but you're going to sign 17 tight ends. I hope you're ready. you're going to draft all of them. You're going to sign all of them. He's great at personnel and attacking. And look, Kmet to me can be a Laporta like tight end. Kmet has a lot of tools and you just haven't had things in place to fully unlock all of it. But I wouldn't be shocked in the least if you go after a tight end, whether it be free agency or draft. No, you're absolutely making that conversion. I would be flabbergasted if the Bears didn't look completely different offensively. And it's going to begin and end with O-line, tight ends, personnel, running the ball, setting up throws. I mean, you're talking about, God, with Goff, they were throwing almost 37% of pass attempts were play action. You know, that you're making your quarterback's life easy, and that's what Ben Johnson has been great at. But make no mistake, this is something, Speaks, I think you and listeners are really going to enjoy. This, are you a Curb fan at all?
Sure, of course.
Okay. This, he is Latte Larry. He's going to operate the Spite Store. And the opponent will be Mocha Joe. Like, he, like when the Cowboys had this thing where Dan Skipper reported eligible and yes, the refs screwed them, Ben Johnson spent the entire week designing how many ways can I bleep you with offensive linemen. He was throwing passes to linemen. He had Penei Sewell on a reverse. He will spite people. He will blow the doors off people if given a chance. So understand, any slight, the culture of the Lions, any slight, oh, no, we're going to kill you. And I do. I think it's something the Bears need. For far too long, they've lost their edge. They just haven't been a serious franchise. I'm hopeful for your sake, and I'm hopeful for Ben's sake, that, you know, he doesn't go the way of Cliff Kingsbury, where it's brilliant OC, terrible head coach, right? We've seen that a million times. This guy's the goods as a play caller and as a guy who commands accountability, especially from his quarterback. It's the recipe when you got a guy like Caleb.
This is why we're hoping that it's different. We just lived through Matt Nagy, who was a play collector and not a play caller, really.
Yeah.
You know, and also only had the Andy Reid offense in his bag. It's all he had. And year after year, week after week, it was, you know, stubborn on stubborn. Ben has coached all the different positions. He seems to have a lot of different schemes incorporated into what he's done over the last 3 years, and he's, yep, he's a slave to the run game. But this personality bit about him being the right kinds of petty for a competitive sport, that is music to Bears fans' petty ears, because we don't like that Detroit has risen up and is better than us, Mike. You know, we don't like this at all.
Shouldn't. Yeah. You shouldn't. And I understand it. Here's the other thing. What I'll say is this, right? You bring up the Andy Reid offense and all that stuff. When you really look at it, year after year after year, Reid has lost coaches around him. And, you know, and then Eric Bieniemy went on to be an absolute joke. That's because Andy calls the plays.
Yes.
Right? So, like, that whole, like, Chiefs offense thing is not a thing. It resides with old Big Red. With Ben Johnson, here's what I'll tell you. The biggest compliment I can pay, it's like a route tree. But everything he does, he's got three or four things underneath it. Oh, they ran that trick play earlier in the year. Yeah, well, it just set up these three other things. His sequencing is really largely brilliant. Hmm. And week to week, and it very Patriot-like, there could be a week where they want to cut the ball loose 38 times. There'll be another week where you swear Caleb plays for Air Force Academy and throws it 12 times.
Good.
He's flexible. He goes with it. But the run game is where it will begin and end. But make no mistake, he'll use that run game to bait you in, and he'll run seven straight play actions. He's an evil genius with offense. He really is.
I am advocating, Mike, for the 35-year-old Kevin Zeitler, the guard of Detroit, who's now a free agent, to come over and sign a one-year deal, give him two if you must, and let him teach the young offensive lineman that they also draft or sign how to do things Ben's way. Does that make sense?
I like it. Yeah, it does, because it's going to cost you about 10% of what a Trey Smith would cost you. I don't know where the league has gone, Speaks, but when did we arrive at guards making $20 million? You know, the Robert Hunt experience. I'm not into it. With Zeitler, listen, They felt his loss in the Commander game that they lost. He blew out his hammy and didn't play in that game. Just a rock-solid vet. He had a really good year for him. I think you're spot on with it, because you're going to be able to allocate that money to other places. And I'm just not a believer in paying a guard $20 million.
Wow.
So yes to Zeitler with you.
I'd be okay with both. Maybe I'm crazy, but
no,
I mean,
you're not crazy.
They need three new interior offensive linemen, and what I'd struggle with is if you want to draft a center, tell us about Frank Ragnow. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to figure out what the profile is for positions that are hard to scout from our perspective.
Yeah, the problem with Ragnow is he's if he's not the best center in the league, he sits at that dinner table. He's an absolute warrior. I mean, the guy plays with an inoperable toe. He played with a torn pec. He's just football guy. He's a warrior. You're not going to find, you know, Ragnows don't grow on trees. The other problem is, and you're seeing, look, I'm originally from New York. I'm a Giants fan. You're seeing what drafting a center can happen. The Giants took arguably the best center in the draft in John Michael Schmitz.
Yeah.
He has been a pinata his first 2 years in the league. It takes a couple years. It's very hard to find a Creed Humphrey or a Ragnow where you plug and play. That to me is where you could just invest some money in that spot. Mm-hmm. Because you need someone to help your young QB with the checks, the protections, and what you're doing offensively now is going to be night and day from whatever the hell the Thomas Brown show was last year. That was I watching you guys was something. You guys deserve battle pay. I mean, that was my God.
It was a grim existence. I'm not going to lie. But this is what we get. You know, it got so bad that I think we might end up getting taken care of. What are your concerns about Ben taking over, if any, in terms of the full operation?
And I'll say this because there's no slander. It's just the same two concerns I have anytime you've got first-time head coach and young quarterback. I think, A, it's a different thing when you're sitting in that different chair. So can he make that transition that, you know, a lot of DCs and OCs have failed to make where you're like, wait, these guys are spectacular. What's the problem? But the other thing is what we kind of started with. Okay, you had Jared Goff who flourished with structure. If Ben forces him into that kind of game, is that best practice? Or do we see another, you know, Crayola in the box here where all of a sudden you go, whoa, I didn't realize you had that to your game. I think those are the two things. Because, mm-hmm. look, Caleb, for as good as Caleb is, he learned a lot of bad habits at USC. If you think the Bears' offensive line is terrible, guys, go look at what Lincoln Riley put in front of this kid. Every play he was playing backyard football. And I think that's damaging. I think that hurts a kid. So those would be the only two concerns.
Yep.
But make no mistake, those are universal. But you know what I like about it? Look, he said up front, I'm going to be choosy about where I go. I want the organization I go to be on the same page. I want that organization to be able to look me in the eye and admit mistakes, right? These are things that are real. So he's going to get command of the kitchen. And, yeah, it's going to be on the front office. You've got to get players. I think you're close. I do. I think the O-line, don't be shocked if you get another playmaker. Like, the one thing when you start doing your show going into the draft and you're doing positions of need, throw it in the garbage. Because if Ben Johnson's getting his way the way Brad Holmes did it here, they're taking the best available player and they'll figure it out later.
Well, that's an interesting question because – they just got Rome Odunze as a number one pick at wide receiver. DJ Moore's locked and loaded. Keenan Allen probably gone as a veteran free agent. They need a third wideout. I find myself thinking about Cooper Kupp as a slot guy. I don't know if he's a fit for what the offense is or what kind of wide receiver what kind of extra wide receiver weapon does Ben Johnson go, yep, that's what I need at this point.
Yeah, probably a slot machine. That's been Amon-Ra St. Brown's, you know, greatness here. The ability to operate in space. You can't jam him. You can't cover him man-to-man. It would have been a younger Keenan Allen, candidly, mm-hmm, right? You couldn't cover the guy, elite route runner, that type of guy. But look, the beauty of where football's gone now is you don't need just one player. It's opened up these middle rounds to where I'm going to use three backs. I don't need to take one in the top 10. You know, I'm going to use four, five, six receivers. You know, go in the middle rounds. Go grab a guy. It's all profile. Mm-hmm. Speed's going to play a role, but it's all got to be players that have high IQ. And I'll tell you the one thing the Lions have always done, and I'm going to be interested to see if Ben rubs off on the Bears organization as far as one thing the Lions focused on with draft picks was the RAS scores. And I know we're nerding out. We've probably just lost 96% of your audience. I apologize. But when you're looking at who the Lions would take, it always ended up being one of these guys who had a top 10 RAS score at the position for relative athletic score. And that, to me, is the recipe to success because every guy the Lions take, they're versatile. They are an athlete first, and they're weapons. I mean, that's how you end up where you line up against the Lions, and you're like, what the hell am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah,
there's dudes everywhere.
I hope I did a nice job pretending I knew what RAS scores were during that moment.
No, it's
moment.
Okay. I know.
You're dragging me along. Valenti, you're a king. This is this is what I need.
Next week you'll have Bill James on and nerd out on the White Sox, right?
I apologize. Why would we bother? Last thing, I think I don't remember the last time if ever that we were in a state like this where not only are the Lions better than the Bears, but the Red Wings are better than the Blackhawks. The Pistons just swept the Bulls. The Tigers are better than either the Cubs or the White Sox. Like, I don't know. Has this ever happened? I got to do the math on it, but it's got to feel pretty good.
No, but we just went 10 years where I'm pretty sure Detroit had the lowest winning percentage of any four-sport town. I mean, we went through 10 years of hell. I also, listen, candidly, don't count the Cubs out. I think the Tigers may take a step back this year. The Pistons are fun, but let's be clear. This is the worst Eastern Conference in history. Half the teams don't even try. I mean, hello, Bulls.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
The hockey thing, look, it's year six of the Iser plan. I'm not exactly sending him an edible arrangement because we're contending for a playoff spot. But yes, it's more a statement on the disastrous state of Chicago sports at large. But all the right. Bears are going to be fine.
Yes.
They're going to be okay, and I think the Cubs are going to win that division.
Shane, send Mike Valenti an edible arrangement. He can send it on
thank
to
you,
Iserman if he wants. It's up to you.
Repurpose.
Yes. Thank you, Mike. You're the best.
You got it, Speaks. No problem. Take care, guys.
Appreciate it. That's Mike Valenti from 97.1 The Ticket. Mark Grody, not here earlier when we taped that interview, but here now and listening, which I thought was a really nice touch by you.
I was focusing. I was taking notes like I was in a 300-level class at
right.
ISU.
It's good stuff.
Sitting there. So, that was fantastic.
There's some stuff in there.
A lot of stuff. I have at least 5 bullet points here.
We're going to react to that and continue the conversation about Ben Johnson's vision as it relates to the Bears and what we just learned there from Mike Valenti. Paul Pabst will join us in studio top of the hour, but keep listening to Spiegs and Grody on Spiegel and Holm.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.